Before I preach, I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, I will bow to you once again, Father God, tonight, God. Just thank you for the message that we already heard, God. Just help the people, God, that they don't know you, God. Let them get to know you, God, before it ever happens to it, God. God, just have your way, God. Please settle my nerve, God. Settle my action, God. God, don't let them look to me, God, but let them look to you, God. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen. Okay, I want to preach on it. The Lord will help me just for a few minutes. We are going to a new home. We are going to a new home. In Revelation 21, it says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God.'" And God, and this is my favorite verse, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither." You know what sorrow means? Sadness. There won't be no more sadness out there. There won't be no more devil out there. There will be no more, there will be no more Satan out there. And I thank God, and there won't be no more COVID out there either. And I thank God that we are going to a new mansion. We are going to a new kingdom. We will be like him. We will be like him. I will be like him. And I'm going to a new wedding. I'm going to a new wedding. I'm getting married. I already got a wedding when I got there. And I thank God that I'm already married. I'm glad that I'm in the family of God. I'm glad I'm adopted in the family of God. I'm glad that he's coming back on a white horse. I'm glad he's going to get me, take me out of here. I'm glad that he is still saving all sinners. I'm glad that he died on that old wicked cross and paying our sin debt. I'm glad that he's still saving people. I don't like the country at all. I'm glad that we are going to a new country. I'm glad that there won't be no more sin, no more heartaches, no more pain. If that don't light your fire, you'll look wet. Because we are going to a new place. And there won't be no more evil at all. There will be no more evil. I'm glad I'm adopted in the family of God. We've been on Sunday morning, we've been going through the book of Revelation. We're on chapter 11 right now. It's a good book. You too, when I was little, I didn't want to hear about heaven. I didn't want to go to church. I didn't want to go to church. And that's the truth. And what a person said about travel ball. You should be in church. You should be in church. God can help you. He saved my mom at her living room. He can save you anywhere. We are going to have protection around this city. We are going to be with him. And I got two daddies. I got one right there and another one right there. I got two. I'm adopted in the family of God. And I'm just so thankful that I'm adopted. I remember when I came down here to Taylorville, we were driving home one Saturday. It was Saturday morning after Taylorville. And I told my dad, I said, Dad, I wish I could get saved. And on that Sunday morning, we went to Oak Ridge. And you should have been there. There wasn't, the choir was singing, and it was one of those services where God was. It was one of those services. You should have been there. It just was one of those services. But you know, in our church, we can't preach sin no more. Back in the old day we could now, but when we preach on sin, people get mad. But you shouldn't get mad. If it's in the Bible, you should preach the word. And he that sit upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. He is going to make all things new. He's going to make me new. I'm going to have a new body when I get there. I won't have no more pain, no more sorrow, no more heartache. I will be like him. We will all be like him. We will all be like him. And I just thank God that we are going to a new heaven and a new earth. And our natural people that are hateful, first of all, but second, they are sinful. Sinful. And third of all, they are wicked. Fourth, they are vile. But this new heaven that I'm talking about, it's a good place. There won't be no nighttime over there. Turn with me. Let me read it first. Steve, can you turn into your Bible to Revelation 20 and read verse number 15? Twenty verse fifteen.
20 verse 15. The Bible says, "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire."
Yep. But what you need to do is call upon his name. You need to call upon his name. Before if ever writes to it, he could come back any time. He could come back today. He can come back tomorrow. He can come back right now if he wanted to and give. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him in the heaven? Are you ready to see him? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to meet him up in the air? Are you ready to meet him? He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and I will depart, and he shall be my son. I'm his son today. I'm his son, and I thank God that I got two fathers. I got one right there. I've been with my dad since I was born, and I still go to church with him, and all through the years, he helped me for what I've been doing. But the fearful and unbelief and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, burned with the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Second death. And I don't want, so when I went to high school, they were, some of my friends would say, why are you going up to heaven? Why don't you go down to hell with us? They're saying they're going to be a party in hell. But there ain't going to be a party in hell. But I thank God there are going to be a party up in heaven. There are going to be a party up in heaven. We're going to have birthday hats. We're going to have a cake. We're going to dine with the King. And I thank God that we are going to die with the King. I'm going to be at his feet saying, worthy, 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 holy, holy, holy is he. Because he is holy. I could be in hell right now. But I thank God that he came by my way one day. I thank God that he came by my way one Sunday morning. I thank God that he came by my way and say, Matthew, you might be born again. And I got born again, and I thank God that he's still saving. I thank God that he is still dying on that old wicked cross. He rose from the grave. And I thank God that he is still saving sinners. I thank God that he is still on the throne. I ain't know it no more. I wouldn't know it, but hey, listen to me, young people. Listen to me. That my dad told me once, my dad said, if you ain't nervous at all, then something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with you. We are going to be a bride of Christ. I thank God that we are going to be a bride of Christ. I got 3 minutes. We are going to be a bride of Christ. Are you walking in the light or in darkness? What way are you walking in? Which way are you walking in? Are you walking with Jesus or with the devil? Are you walking with Jesus or with the devil? Some people, they go to church and they live hell on the weekends and want to sing a special on Sunday. I don't get people. But where are you walking, in darkness or in light? We are going to be in the presence of God. I'm already in the presence of God right now. But when I get up there, I will be like him. I will be more with him. I will be with him. And I just thank God that we are going to a new city. And I'm just begging you to this morning, if you are here lost and don't know him, you should get to know him because he can come back any time. He can come back in the twinkling of an eye and grab us and take us up. But I got 1 minute. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I thank God that we are going to a new country. I remember when we were reading Genesis 1. When I was reading Gentlemen, my first message was Mark chapter 2. My first message was Mark chapter 2. And I was in Mark chapter 2 in footsteps. I was in his footsteps because the doctor said I went and never walk or never talk. But now, by the grace of God, he letting me walk and talk. He letting me preach the gospel. And we all ain't perfect. I ain't perfect. None of y'all ain't perfect, but the one who is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank God that he is going to come back and get us. Just be ready. Are you ready? Is my question. Are you ready? Are you ready?